from being be able to be convicted and sentenced to house arrest, prison, no prison, and perhaps probation. Because he's a first-time convict, chances are, and also the fact that the condition is complicated by the fact that he was a former president who has guards, Secret Service guards, wherever he is. How are you going to put guards in a prison? And nobody knows exactly what's gonna happen. It's been 250 years. Excuse me. 250 years. Of American jurisprudence where the president has never, ever been in this position. So even as we speak, all the lawyers, and I'm not a lawyer, by the way, but all the lawyers are clear that there is no precedent for this. And so every step of the way from now on is going to be historic making.
And I like the fact that there's no precedent. And so we can all make a bit of, assessment from our own understandings of the law and all. I mean, as former president, as you rightly said, he has certain privileges, including guards and all of those.
That's right.
Of course, this is the first time conviction of that extent, but given the number of counts and charges, the fact that there's even a felony of that height, do these not discharge him of the privileges thereof, which then makes it possible for him to be given a custodial sentence?
No, not at all. In fact, if there's one thing the press is clear about and the legal community is clear about, it is the fact that there's no law. The Constitution is silent on whether a convicted person can run for president or even whether a convicted person can be president. So as we speak, everybody is trying to figure out what's next. What is not going to change is sentencing, and based on that sentence, they're going to find a way to carry it out. Some people believe that, and I happen to be in that group, that rather than incarcerate him, what may happen is because we're talking about 34 counts, found guilty on all of them. The judge, Mershon, might sentence him as a first-time offender to house arrest or even probation. But either way, something is going to happen. And it is this that has given America a headache. And it is a headache because now you have the leader of one of the two major political parties who has been convicted. And kind of convicted felon run for president, number one. Forget the legality of that. The political implications of that are super. He's going to go through between now and November as a convicted felon who's running for president. The bigger issue, the biggest people who are facing this headache is the Republican Party. How are they going to stand behind Mr. Trump? And as you know, up to now, nobody has been able to challenge him in that party. He is unquestionably the leader of that party, and everybody has stood behind him. In fact, it was surreal when the Speaker of the House, who in the U.S. Constitution is the second in line to be president, issued a statement basically saying that this was a sham kangaroo court that found him guilty. The second in line to be president of the United States was found to go to basically trash American jurisprudence, basically saying that it was politically motivated. The politics has changed, and if America is going to be able to deal with it, the whole world is watching. We can be sure that the next few minutes, the next few months are not going to be easy for the Republican Party, Mr. Trump, his family, and the politics of the United States of America.
And, you know, it's very interesting that you talk about this.